the distinctive sound of rock on rock. And above me you can probably hear the pitter-patter as yesterday's glorious spring-summer evening in Charnwood Forest is replaced by more rain. We've just spent a few hours with a gentleman who, as we walked through the wood, we heard that sound of rock on rock and we came down to see what the noise was. And it's a trap who spent 50 years as a ranger in and around Charnwood Forest and the deer herd at Bradgate Park. And in his retirement, aided by, I guess, a little bit of a modern innovation, which was a three-wheel battery-operated wheelbarrow, he spends every Monday repairing a wall which was built around about 1741, which surrounds a very small, quite secluded meadow, which is a site of special scientific interest. The meadow is home to some very rare wildflowers and particularly some wild orchids. So we put a little tent up and the group just sat watching him and talking to him and asking him questions and listening to his stories of how times have changed and how he spent half a century at one with nature, and that I doubt there's anything he doesn't know about forests in this part of England and the nature and the cycles of the seasons and everything else. And the reason he's repaired the wall, built in 1741, and he's been working in the forests for 50 years, is that in the last couple of years, with nothing better to do, people have just started kicking the top of the stones off the wall. The wall's only about 3 feet tall. So when you see walls in this part of England which have got cement on them, which pains him as a dry stone waller to have to use cement, it's so that those top stones can't be kicked off by human beings who in the last 2 or 3 years have damaged a wall that stood for 270 years. He's in retirement, so he's put his coat on, had enough as the rain set in, and he's gone home for a cup of tea and a sandwich, and he'll be back next Monday. That's all from the path less travelled for now. Bye-bye.